Your spiritual life is also a source of self-care. Touching the divine, communing with the universe at large, can be a very comforting thing that refills your metaphorical cup. It can soothe, energize, inspire, and uplift you, depending on what you need, or what the universe thinks you need. If you participate in an organized religion, you likely have the kind of spiritual support that naturally comes with a group of people who meet regularly and follow a prescribed set of rituals within the context of a particular calendar. If you follow a personal spiritual path, however, where your spirituality evolves based on your individual experiences with the divine, then you carry a lot more responsibility for the direction your spirituality takes. This kind of spiritual path depends on frequent reflection and listening to intuition in order to keep it functioning in a fulfilling way. Spirituality should be joyful and celebratory. If you're feeling like something's lacking, something's not quite fitting right, or you're miserable within your spiritual practice, then you're doing something wrong and definitely need to reevaluate your spiritual practice in order to make it as rewarding as possible. Gods. If you follow a nature-based alternative spiritual path, chances are good you might consider your path as being under the pagan or neo-pagan umbrella. While you don't have to be pagan to practice magic, a large number of magic practitioners do self-identify as pagan, and that's what this section is about. Do you identify as a follower of a monotheistic religion, or an established alternative path with clearly specified deity or deities associated with it, or perhaps powerful entities, such as saints, bodhisattvas, or angels? Go ahead and call on them to bless and/or lend support to your work. A relationship with some aspect of the divine, be it a specific god form or an abstract, can be deeply rewarding. Putting a face or name to the magical, divine power that animates the universe can be very therapeutic and make your relationship with the universe at large much easier. Worship is part of it, but it isn't self-subjugation. It's a joyful celebration of the deity. It's celebrating the rich, complex relationship you can develop with a deity via communication, meditation, aligning yourself with the deity's values and associated areas of power. A relationship with a deity isn't very different from relationships with other human beings or sentient creatures. It takes time, attention, and awareness. And like the more familiar kind of relationships, sometimes we're swept away by an instant connection, but sometimes it takes a while to really get to know someone. It's important to know that a relationship with a deity may not last a lifetime. There may come a time when your connection to a specific deity fades and they release you. There may be a new deity that it is time for you to work with. The trick is making sure that the relationship has proper closure and is not just wilting from a lack of effort on your part. If you feel called by deities or drawn to them in some way, but you feel uncomfortable with them, it is perfectly all right to thank them and say no, politely and respectfully. Try researching associated deities or similar deities from other cultures. You may find a parallel deity clicks for you. Getting to know deities can be done through meditation, reading about them, or familiarizing yourself with their areas of association. For example, is the deity you're drawn to a harvest deity? Try working with a garden for a while. Or you might wish to work on a project or craft that honors them. In general, just talk to them. Try adding a brief prayer in the morning or evening to acknowledge their presence in your life. As simple as, Bright Lord, help me get through my day with a smile. Or, Lady of the Moon, thank you for my many blessings this day. Aside from sources of natural energy people draw on in magic, such as crystals and stones, flowers and herbs, elemental energies, and more, one source of energy people often draw upon is that of deities, or some form of the divine. This brings folk magic into the realm of religious magic. You don't have to practice one or the other exclusively. Working with divine energy is not like plugging something into an equation, however. It's dependent on your personal relationship with the deity in question. It would be rude to invoke a deity to lend their aid to a spell or ritual if you'd never bothered to introduce yourself or cultivate some sort of relationship between the two of you, wouldn't it? A relationship with a deity should always be founded on deep respect. If you work with generic god forms, such as god and goddess or lord and lady, you might have a bit more leeway. Generic god forms are often seen as all-encompassing, containing multitudes of various expressions of the male or female aspect of the divine. It's polite to declare yourself to the God forms, and a personal relationship is encouraged. If you are considering working or invoking a particular deity, etiquette calls for a specific introduction at the barest minimum before invoking them. Remember, respect is the foundation of a good relationship. Research the deity and find out about its culture or origin, what its likes and dislikes are, what its areas of association are in order to become as familiar with them as possible. For self-care magic, read up on deities associated with such areas as hearth and home, health management, and protection. Here are some examples. Apollo, Greek, healing, enlightenment, reason. Briad, Celtic, hearth, healing. Demeter, Greek, abundance, cycles, household. Durga, Hindu, protection, strength. Air, Norse, healing. Frigga, Norse, hearth and household, protection. Eden, Norse, longevity, good health. Isis, Egyptian, healing, protection. Kuan Yin, Buddhist, compassion, mercy, health. Minerva, Roman, wisdom, strategy. Animals. Animal energies can also be invoked or called on to help power spells or enhance rituals. If you have a particular animal that you feel drawn to or connected with, that may be an animal spirit that functions as a spiritual guardian for you. Sometimes you deliberately invoke a specific animal in a spell because of its magical associations with your goal, and you request that the animal lend its energy to help you because you want to learn from its energy and the lessons it can teach you. In this case, the animal is a spiritual teacher. Like deities, it's important to know that relationships with animal spirits may not last a lifetime. There may come a time when your connection to a specific animal fades and they release you, or you release them. Thank them for their time and lessons. Animals associated with serenity, harmony, calm, health, protection, and other areas associated with self-care include bear, conservation of energy, nurturing. Crane, patience, healing, balance. Deer, family, kindness, peace. Dove, peace, calm. Dragonfly, harmony, change. Fox, avoiding complications, discretion, staying in background. Hummingbird, joy, hope. Moth, transformation. Otter, joy, play. Owl, wisdom, insight, honesty with yourself. Squirrel, resourcefulness, caution, balance. Swan, transitions, peace, spiritual evolution. Animal invocation, honoring ritual. Sometimes to support your self-care, you might want to invite the spirit of a certain animal to help you out. If you are drawn to an animal that isn't generally associated with an energy related to self-care, research its behavior and habitat and life cycle. You may discover something that resonates with an aspect of self-care you're looking for. This ritual calls for a representation. It can be a small figurine, a postcard, even a photo printed from the internet. To further support the energy relationship you're aiming to create, you might collect other things that remind you of the animal or that depict it in some way. Consider making a little shrine somewhere, perhaps. What you need: a representation of the animal you wish to call on. Small dish of fresh water. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Visualize the animal standing before you. Say, name of animal. I call to you. I ask that you lend me your energy that I may live a better life. Cared for, safe and supported. In token of this request, I offer you this fresh water, symbolic of life, transformation, and purification. Animal, bless me with your gifts. So may it be. 3. Hold the representation of the animal in your hands and visualize the animal you imagine before you flowing into the representation. Place it behind the bowl of water. 4. A day later, pour out the water, gift it to a plant, and place the animal representation somewhere that you will see it often and be reminded of the animal's energy. Offerings. If you're working with deities, animals, or other spirits and asking them for aid, the concept of an exchange is important. You're not paying them for their work. An offering is a token of your appreciation. It could be a pretty rock or a flower or a small cup of milk, honey, or alcohol left outside or on your workspace. It might be a cookie. Burning a candle or incense in honor of whoever has helped you is also common. If you work with a specific animal a lot, perhaps donating money to a rescue organization or wildlife preserve that focuses on the animal itself or its habitat would be appropriate. What do you do with food or drink after you've made an offering? General theory has it that the essence or energy of the offering is absorbed by the entity, and you can dispose of the physical remains the next day. Spiritual community. You may not belong to an established spiritual community that offers you spiritual support, no matter what your chosen path is. That's not unusual in this day and age. What you can do is find a community of like-minded individuals that support healthy self-care in other ways, who respect your spiritual path, whatever that may be, even if they don't walk it with you. Try looking on websites like www.meetup.com, searching for local groups on Facebook, or joining a few different ones that each intersect with one of your interests. Discovering your spiritual beliefs. The following rituals will help you discover, define, explore, and develop your spiritual beliefs. Spiritual Vision Board. As with the Self-Care Vision Board in Chapter 2, this activity helps you plan out and remain inspired by quotations, images, and other sources that can inform your spiritual self-care. When you create a vision board and place it in a space where you see it often, you essentially end up doing short visualization exercises throughout the day. This spiritual vision board should have a more specific focus than your general self-care board from Chapter 2. When designing the vision board, the focus should be on how you want your spiritual self-care to reflect. Your spiritual vision board should motivate and inspire you to work toward the quality of spiritual life you want to be living. Some concepts you may wish to consider when you design your spiritual vision board are nature, your engagement with the earth, power animals, animal spirits, representations of the divine, representations of abstracts and ideals that inspire you to be the best you can be. You could use a corkboard or poster board from a craft store, or repurpose a frame that you already have by replacing the contents with blank cardstock. Again, consider whether you want this board to be permanent or an ongoing evolution that reflects how your needs for spiritual self-care change. What you need: a foundation for your board, pens or markers, blank cardstock, photos, souvenirs, and trinkets that support or evoke your spiritual goals, glue, tape, or pushpins, depending on your foundation board, washi tape, stickers, and so on, optional. What to do? 1. Gather your supplies. 2. If you like, use the journaling ritual in Chapter 1 to prepare for the activity, including the candle and incense if you use them. Otherwise, create a pleasant ambiance to work in. Adjust the lighting, put on relaxing or motivational music, and so forth. 3. Design your board. Do you want space between the objects on your board, or do you want them to overlap? Also, decide if you want to fill the board completely or leave space for new things as they come into importance in your spiritual life. 4. Write an affirmation or a short list of spiritual self-care statements or goals on the piece of cardstock and position it on the board. 5. Arrange the photos and/or other items around the affirmation or list as you like without attaching them. When you have decided on your layout, fasten your items to the board with glue, tape, or pushpins. Use the washi tape, stickers, and so forth to further decorate the vision board. 6. Display the spiritual vision board in your chosen location. Tip: review your spiritual vision board when you review your spirituality. See later in this chapter. It can help jog your memory or help you gauge your current emotional reaction to representations of what your values or focuses were when the board was created. ritual to connect to your world. It's not just staying open to what the universe can give you that is important. It may be hard to believe, but what you can give back to the universe and the world around you is equally significant. Speak this spell somewhere you feel connected to the world around you, be it a forest, a field, a busy street. Do it wherever you feel at one with the universe. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Say, Spirit of the universe, help me maintain my connection to the energy beyond myself. Help me remain open to the divine in the world around me. May I be receptive to the joy and love that flows to me. May this channel stay open and free, that I may in turn share with the universe what is unique within me. Let our dance carry on always. So may it be. Ritual to review your spiritual beliefs. Hanging on to outdated spiritual beliefs and practices is a waste of energy. Doing something because you've always done it means you're performing actions without mindfulness. It's healthy to examine your spiritual beliefs, values, and practices every once in a while. Doing it will help keep you focused on what is meaningful to you and help you direct your energy in the most productive, supportive ways in your pursuit of self-care. What you need. Matches or lighter. Meditation incense, your preferred scent or blend and censer. White candle and candle holder. Self-care journal and pen. What to do. 1. Center and ground. 2. Light the incense. Light the candle, saying, Bless my self-reflection. May my review of my spiritual life be honest and open, and guide me in the direction that works for my highest good. May it be so. 3. Meditate on the following questions. What are your current values? How do you currently feel drawn to expressing your spirituality? If you work with a specific deity or deities, do you still feel that your energy resonates with theirs? Are you feeling drawn to explore new areas of spiritual expression? Does the practice of certain elements of your spirituality feel perfunctory? What elements of your practice are your favorites and still bring you comfort or joy in performing? 4. Make notes in your journal as you think through these questions. Note anything else you feel that isn't covered here. 5. If this is the first time you're reviewing your spiritual practice, look at your answers and meditate on them. Is there something you need to stop doing? Is there something new to incorporate? Note your plan. If this is a follow-up evaluation, look at your plan and your previous answers and plan and ask yourself how the changes have gone. What has been a success? What has been difficult but ultimately a benefit? What has been chaotic and really not helpful at all? 6. When you are done, thank the universe for its guidance and allow the candle and incense to burn out. Tip. Use your spiritual vision board, if you created one, to help you review your spirituality. Compare how you feel and what your current values are to those expressed on your spiritual vision board. Daily rituals. Scheduling several brief moments to pause and touch base with yourself is an excellent way to stay on top of your spiritual self-care, providing yourself with plenty of opportunity to listen to your needs. The following activities can be termed rituals because they're being done with awareness and intent. Habits are things you do as a matter of course, with regularity, but done without awareness. Do you work nights or swing shifts? These aren't necessarily morning or evening rituals. Use them before you begin your daily activity, whatever time that may be. Daily kickoff ritual. This ritual to start off your day offers you the chance to ground yourself and prepare yourself for coming activity. It also allows you the opportunity to attune or reaffirm your relationship with the elements. Schedule this 5-minute ritual into your morning sometime when you need a moment to pause. Note: this activity calls for some kind of oracle set or tarot deck. It's used as an open-ended, visual, inspirational trigger. If you don't have any such set or deck, you can use a set of affirmation cards or the jar of inspiration from this chapter. What you need. Tarot deck or oracle deck, see previous note. Matches or lighter. Incense and censer, scent of your choice. Candle and candle holder. Small glass or dish of water. quartz crystal stone. What to do? 1. Shuffle the deck of cards and place them on your workspace before you begin. 2. Center and ground. 3. Light the incense, saying, I honor the element of air. Bless my day with wisdom and clear communication. 4. Light the candle, saying, I honor the element of fire. Bless my day with joy and creativity. 5. Hold your hand over the glass or dish of water, saying, I honor the element of water. Bless my day with serenity and healing. 6. Touch the crystal, saying, I honor the element of earth. Bless my day with stability and prosperity. 7. Take 4 slow breaths, visualizing breathing in each of the 4 elements one at a time. Say, I honor the spirit of the universe, the spark of life that fills all things. May I shine with positivity and communicate blessings to those around me this day. 8. Close your eyes and clear your mind. Select a card from the deck on your workspace. You can either take the one off the top of the pile or cut the deck and take one from inside. Look at the image on it and allow associations to rise in your mind. Replace the card face up on the top of the deck. 9. Close your eyes and center and ground again. Say, I carry the benediction of the elements with me today. May I walk this day protected and blessed. So may it be. 10. Clap your hands to end the ritual. Snuff out the candle and incense and go about your day. Tip. If you like, before you finish your morning ritual, use your journal to make note of the card you pulled from the deck and jot down your associations or what it made you think of. At the end of the day, take a quick look in the booklet or a reference book associated with your deck and note the traditional associations of the card. What is similar? What is different? End of day ritual. This ritual allows you an opportunity to recap the day, close the figurative door on anything you don't want to carry forward, and prepare yourself for rest. What you need: matches or lighter, candle and candle holder, self-care journal, optional, see instructions, pen, optional, see instructions. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Light the candle, saying, I welcome the end of my day. May its blessings illuminate my spirit. 3. Reflect on your day. You can do this with or without writing in your self-care journal. What were the best parts? What do you wish had gone differently? What are you grateful for? 4. Inhale slowly and deeply. As you exhale, release all the negativity from your day. Do this as many times as you feel necessary. 5. Say, I thank the universe for my many opportunities and the lessons I encounter. May my sleep be restful and deep. 6. Extinguish the candle. Praying. Prayer is a form of communication with whatever you feel is bigger than yourself. That may be the universe at large, or a specific deity, or an abstract, such as the ideal of truth or peace, or whatever feels right for you to address. Prayer is not the exclusive domain of organized religion. While reciting set prayers can be a comfort, freestyling them and speaking from your heart is just as valid. Prayer can express love or gratitude, request help, call for protection, and just about anything you can think of. It's very accessible. Here are 2 prayers you can incorporate into your spiritual self-care practice. Use them as is, rewrite them, or come up with something entirely your own. Bedtime prayer. The term bedtime prayer may conjure up images of children kneeling at their bedsides with stern parents, or nannies overseeing their murmuring. But in self-care, it's a soft, gentle expression of gratitude. It's a way to reach out in appreciation, to connect gently before falling asleep. You can say the following prayer in your heart or aloud, whichever works better for you. Don't worry about speaking it verbatim. Consider it a guideline. Adjust and expand it as you need to. What to do? 1. Arrange yourself comfortably, either sitting on your bed or lying down. 2. Close your eyes. center and ground. Take 3 deep breaths, exhaling slowly after each one. 3. Say, "This day has been blessed. I thank you, universe, for these many blessings. Thank you for keeping me safe and whole, for granting me compassion and insight. Thank you for the kindnesses I received. Grant me good dreams and restful sleep, that I may be prepared for tomorrow and continue striving to be the best person I can be. So may it be." Morning prayer. Starting the day off with a prayer makes sense, especially if you like capping the day with one as well. It creates balance. A prayer in the morning is a way to formally launch your day with intention and mindfulness. What to do? 1. Arrange yourself comfortably, either sitting on your bed or standing. 2. Close your eyes, center and ground. Take 3 deep breaths, exhaling slowly after each one. 3. Say, "Bless this day. May I be safe and strong. Grant me insight and healing. May I be open to the love flowing toward me and sensitive enough to know when others need my help. Grant me kindness and compassion. So may it be." Meditation. People often glibly say you should meditate when you mention that you're stressed. It's frustrating to have it prescribed. It's like being told that drinking water will make things better. Of course it will, at a basic level. But how do you approach meditation to make it valuable as self-care? And who has time to do all that anyway? Meditation can be daunting to begin because your new highlighted awareness makes you notice everything that derails you. Hint, that's okay. No one's grading you. There's a reason people practice meditation. It's an ongoing thing. You don't master it, then stop. Some formal types of meditation call for specific positions and mantras, which can be hard work. Creating an atmosphere conducive to meditation can help. Try an incense such as cedar or lily and keep it for meditation only. That way your mindset will click into meditation mode when you breathe in the scent. The main goal of meditation is to improve self-awareness and facilitate relaxation. It's a process, not a goal-oriented thing. And it cultivates kindness, starting with yourself. By not judging yourself or self-scolding for allowing thoughts to buzz in and out of your mind during meditation, you are accepting that you are only human. Cultivating compassion, starting with yourself, is an important element of self-care. Here are some basic recommendations when it comes to meditation. Be comfortable. You can sit, but don't slouch. Try to be upright. Don't choose an overly soft chair. Try for a straight chair or sit cross-legged on the floor. You may also lie down, but again, not on something like a soft bed, unless it's bedtime and you're using meditation techniques to fall asleep. Try a carpet or a yoga mat. A bare wooden floor might be fine if you fold a blanket or towel to put under your head. Most people find it easier if they close their eyes, because it shuts out visual distraction. Turn off your phone and close the windows if you hear a lot of distracting noise like traffic or people. When you begin, allow yourself to check in with your body. How does it feel? Notice the sensation of your limbs against the seat or the floor, the weight of your hands on your legs or folded in your lap. Relax any muscles that you have tightened. If your mind drifts, it can be helpful to tell yourself, "Wandering," and then gently redirect yourself to your focus. Just 5 minutes of meditation is a good goal at first. If you have to stop earlier, don't scold yourself. Meditation teachers often recommend daily meditation for maximum benefit. A few times a week is a good goal. There are different kinds of meditation. Here are some types that are easy to access and can be used for brief sessions pretty much anywhere. Preparing for meditation. Meditation benefits from ritual preparation. Performing a set of actions leading up to your meditation can enhance and maximize your benefit, because it will take you less time to get into the right frame of mind. Here are some tips. Avoid meditating on a full stomach. You may feel relaxed, but trying to meditate may send you to sleep. Use a regular incense to help signal to your body that the scent indicates meditation is about to happen. Meditating to the same piece of music is another shortcut that helps your brain get itself into the right frame of mind. Mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation is about keeping your awareness focused on the present moment. As self-care hinges on being able to know yourself and your needs in any moment, practicing mindfulness meditation allows you to become better acquainted with your reality, your thoughts, and your body while you appreciate the moment you're in. Mindfulness meditation allows you to observe yourself without judging. Being mindful means being aware. There's no value placed on the thoughts that arise or the fact that thoughts are arising. They are there. They happen. That is all. Observe the thought, then let it pass without pursuing it. Return your mind to how your body feels. The goal of this is to learn to release self-judgment. It also teaches you to release judgment of situations beyond your control. Stuck in traffic? Note the fact and let it go. There is nothing you can do, so getting angry is a detrimental use of your energy. Getting anxious about being late and possibly garnering the anger of colleagues or your supervisor is a natural response. But with practice in mindfulness meditation, you can note that you'll probably be late and then release the anger or frustration. Mindfulness meditation can help you focus less on negative emotion or thought patterns and improve your control over emotional responses. Mindfulness can also help you break bad habits, like getting tangled up in anxiety, pessimism, and negative self-talk. Breathing meditation. Breathing meditation, or breath awareness, is a form of mindfulness meditation that uses the breath as a focus. Rather than allowing thoughts to float through a quiet mind, this kind of meditation uses the regular pattern of inhalation and exhalation to give your mind something to pay attention to. The easiest way to practice breathing meditation is to just breathe and observe it as it happens. Again, no judgment or imposed control. Just breathe. If thoughts distract you, release them and return your focus to your breath. Another common form of breathing meditation is to count during each part of the breathing process. For example, inhale for the count of 2, hold for the count of 3, and exhale for the count of 4. The slower exhalation helps slow your heart rate and physically calm the body. This is a great way to relax while you're trying to fall asleep. When you breathe, notice your body. How do the mechanics of breathing work? Do you breathe deeply from your abdomen, your belly rising and falling? Do you breathe lightly, with your chest barely moving? Can you feel your back expand when you inhale? Remember, no judgment, just observe. Walking meditation. This is a great technique to use outdoors. It also incorporates exercise and being in fresh air, both valuable additions to your self-care regime. Choose a path. Before you begin, close your eyes and center and ground. Feel the ground under your feet. Note how your clothing feels against your skin. Inhale and observe how the outdoor air feels as it flows into your lungs. Exhale and release any tension in your body. Begin to walk. Without judgment, note how your body feels as you move. Observe the things you pass. Don't think about them. Just note them and let them go. The point of the exercise is to be in the moment. This allows you to work on acceptance of the self and what goes on in your environment independent of you. Focused meditation. Focused meditation is a technique in which you focus on one thing and one thing only. It's the antithesis of multitasking. Multitasking may seem productive, but it's a jumbled approach that means you give less than your full attention to all the things you're doing simultaneously. It actually leads to a more fragmented sense of accomplishment and does nothing to nurture the sense of stability you need to reduce stress. You can feel more like you're frazzled from juggling so many things than from doing one at a time, taking a short break, then doing the next. You may be familiar, unwillingly so, with your mind skittering away from what you should be working on because you don't want to expend the energy required to bite into it and get it done. When you're tired, physically or mentally, it's easier to do superficial stuff. Focused meditation helps us relearn the skill of focusing on the task at hand. It goes hand in hand with the concept of awareness of the moment, which is key to self-care. Focusing your attention on the task at hand, eating, reading, exercising, allows you to be aware of all the sensations that accompany that task and offers you the opportunity to examine how you respond to them. Drinking a cup of tea. Focused meditation. This activity has you focusing on drinking a cup of tea. It may sound easy, but drinking a cup of tea can take 5 minutes. Sitting, doing only one thing for 5 minutes may be more of a challenge than you expect. You may be used to scrolling through social media on your phone while you enjoy a cup of something or listening to the news. This is all about your cup of tea. The bonus is that by practicing this kind of meditation, you can actually improve your ability to concentrate on a task. What you need: a cup of freshly brewed tea, self-care journal and pen. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Look at the cup of tea. Note the design of the cup. What color is the liquid inside? Can you see the steam rising? 3. Place your hands on the cup. How does the handle feel? Is the cup hot or warm? Is the design on the cup raised or flat? 4. Lift the cup. How heavy is it? How does the shifting liquid inside affect how you hold it as you lift it to your mouth? 5. How does the tea smell? Note the temperature of the air you breathe in with the cup close to your face. 6. Take a sip. Note how the temperature of the tea feels against your lips, your tongue, your throat as you swallow. Think about the taste of the tea. 7. Continue observing the tea while you drink it. If other thoughts arise while you're enjoying your cup of tea, acknowledge them. Then return your attention to the cup of tea. Don't follow the other thoughts or feel frustrated. Just notice that you're having them and return your focus to the task at hand. 8. When your cup of tea is finished, jot down in your self-care journal how you feel and record your experience with the activity. Meditation teas. Drinking a special tea blend before you start your meditation can help you focus. Like the previous tips, the simple act of having a cup of tea when you prepare to meditate is a helpful shortcut, especially if you use the same cup and same blend of tea each time. Apart from that, the warmth is relaxing, and the drinking of the tea can be a meditation all of its own. As noted in Chapter 3, please research any herbs you intend to ingest in any form to make sure they aren't contraindicated in combination with any medications you are currently taking or with any physical condition you might have. Here are some suggested tea blends for you to explore. You can use herbs and spices from your cupboard or garden, or you can buy small quantities of them in an herb shop or grocery. Use commercial tea bags if that's what you've got. There's no rule against opening a peppermint tea bag and a chamomile tea bag and mixing the contents together, then using one half for one cup and half for a later cup. How to brew. The following meditation tea blends will brew one cup of tea. The basic proportion for these blends is the given amount of ingredients to one cup of boiling water, unless otherwise specified. Allow the tea to steep for up to 5 minutes, then remove the tea from the infusion. If you're using loose tea blends, put them in a tea infuser or tea ball. If you don't have either of these, put the ingredients in the bottom of a teapot or a cup, steep the tea, then pour the infusion through a strainer into a fresh cup. Compost the herbs when you're done. Remember, these are guidelines. Try each blend as written first, then play with the amounts next time. Take notes in your self-care journal. Chamomile meditation tea. 2 teaspoons dried chamomile. A classic. Simple but effective. Brew as per standard instructions. Add a spoonful of honey for an extra sweet treat. If you are allergic to ragweed, a straight chamomile tea may elicit similar symptoms. If so, don't drink pure chamomile tea very often, and try to use it in combination with other herbs. Green tea with rose meditation tea. 2 teaspoons green tea. 1 teaspoon dried rose petals or rosebuds. Brew as per standard instructions, adding a pinch of something lemony, such as fresh catnip, lemon verbena, or lemon balm, enhances this tea blend nicely. Chamomile mint meditation tea. 1 teaspoon dried chamomile. 1 teaspoon dried mint. Brew as per standard instructions. Add a drop or two of lemon juice to brighten it if you like. Mint rose meditation tea. 2 teaspoons dried mint. 1 teaspoon dried rose petals or rosebuds. 1/2 teaspoon dried chamomile. Brew as per standard instructions. Peppermint is the most common kind of mint, but you can use any mint for this recipe. If you have fresh mint available, use about 2 tablespoons of torn leaves. You can also replace the dried roses with approximately 3 medium-sized fresh petals. Ginger lemon meditation tea. 1 by 1/4 inch slice fresh lemon. 1 by 1/4 inch slice fresh ginger root. 1/2 teaspoon lavender flowers. Quarter the slices of lemon and ginger and place in the infuser with the lavender flowers. Pour a cup of boiling water over it all and allow to steep for 5 minutes. This makes a stimulating meditation tea, as opposed to more traditional, relaxing, calming teas. If the ginger is too much, reduce it by half next time. Meditation incense. Incense is excellent for creating ambiance and purifying a space to assist in relaxation, clarity, and mindfulness. The blends listed here are for loose incense that needs to be burned on charcoal tablets, which can be purchased at ethnic grocery shops, New Age stores, or ecclesiastical supply shops. Simply combine in a small, closed glass container and shake to blend. If an ingredient is chunky, for example, dried juniper berries or dried rosemary needles, crush them in a mortar and pestle first. Don't forget to label the container. Meditation incense number 1. 3 parts frankincense. 2 parts dried lavender. Meditation incense number 2. 3 parts sandalwood. 3 parts benzoin. Meditation incense number 3. 2 parts sandalwood. 1 part dried orange zest. 1 part cinnamon. Meditation incense number 4. 2 parts sandalwood. 1 part dried rose petals. 1 part myrrh. 1 part dried jasmine. Meditation incense number 5. 2 parts frankincense. 2 parts dried juniper berries. 1 part sandalwood. 1 part cinnamon. 3 drops patchouli oil. Meditation incense number 6. 2 parts copal. 1 part dried jasmine. 1 part dried lavender. Meditation incense number 7. 2 parts frankincense. 1 part clove. 1 part dried grated orange zest. 1 part dried lavender. Meditation incense number 8. 1 part frankincense. 1 part dried rosemary. Prayer and meditation beads. Many people are familiar with the Catholic rosary, Buddhist malas, and Islamic misbaha or tasbih. Prayer beads aren't limited to organized religions, however. Prayer is a way to communicate with the universe, or your perception of the divine spirit that animates it. It is intensely personal, and because of that, there is an infinite amount of variation available to you. The prayers suggested here can be changed as you need to, so that they reflect your current and ever-evolving spirituality. You can also design new prayer beads in different patterns for different sets of prayers as you need them. If you want to make a set of prayer beads infused with intention and energy from the very start, you can make the actual beads themselves as well. See the Making Magical Rose Beads Craft later in this chapter. Did you know that the modern English word bead, B-E-A-D, comes from the Middle English bead, B-E-D-E, which means prayer? Prayer beads. This craft creates a set of beads you can use for prayer or meditation. This particular set associates sets of self-care affirmations with each section of the meditation beads. The meditation works with the number 3, which is a blessed number in many magical traditions. The number 9 is, of course, 3 sets of 3. When making this craft, don't use beads that are too small. You want to be able to feel them in your fingers as you pray your way along the string. Put tiny spacer beads between your major beads to separate them farther and to help make the string of prayer beads more fluid in your hands. Note, prayer beads aren't necessarily meant to be worn. This set won't be long enough to slip over your head. What you need: wire cutters or scissors, beading wire, nylon cord, or waxed linen thread, about a 0.015 inch to 0.018 inch weight works for most beads. 1 large bead, small spacer beads, approximately 40, 3 medium beads, color A, 1 set of 9 smaller beads, color B, 1 set of 9 smaller beads, color C, 1 set of 9 smaller beads, color D, pendant charm or stone with loop, hole, or bail, jump ring to attach pendant, tweezers or needle-nose pliers, incense of your choice and censer, matches or lighter. What to do? 1. Cleanse and purify your beads according to your preferred technique, see Chapter 1. 2. Center and ground. 3. Cut about a 24-inch length of your wire or thread. Make a loose temporary knot about 2 inches away from one end. Slip the large bead on to rest against the temporary knot. Thread a spacer bead on to rest against the large bead. 4. Slip one of the medium beads, color A, onto the wire to rest against the spacer after the large bead. Thread a spacer bead on to rest against the medium bead. 5. Begin threading the first set of 9 beads, color B, onto the wire. Slip a spacer bead on after each B bead. 6. Place another medium bead, color A, on the string, followed by another spacer. 7. String the second set of 9 beads, color C, onto the wire, placing a spacer after each bead. 8. Place another medium bead, color A, onto the wire, followed by a spacer bead. 9. String the third set of 9 beads, color D, onto the wire, placing a spacer after each bead. 10. Check your string of beads to make sure you haven't missed anything in your pattern. When you are satisfied, undo the loose temporary knot and tie the ends together with a square knot. Don't use a granny knot, it will slip open. Trim the ends, but leave about an inch on each. Use tweezers or needle-nose pliers to feed each end back into the beads on one side or another. 11. Use your fingers, tweezers, or the jewelry pliers to open the jump ring slightly with a gentle twisting motion. Loop it through the hole or bail of your pendant charm or stone, then over the wire between the final spacer bead and the first medium bead. Press the jump ring back together firmly. 12. Once your prayer beads are done, center and ground, then purify them by passing them through incense such as frankincense or sandalwood, and say, "I cleanse and bless you, beads. Be for me a focus and support in my pursuit of wholeness and leading a blessed life. May it be so." Tips: a dab of clear nail polish can help secure the square knot. Store your prayer beads in a pretty bag or box, away from strange hands and where they could pick up unwanted energy. How to use the prayer beads. Since repeating affirmations is a magical practice, why not use your self-care journaling incense and candle to accompany this exercise? It will help signal to your psyche that this is the same sort of self-care activity. What you need: matches or lighter, candle and candle holder, incense and censer, prayer beads, see previous activity. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Light the candle and incense. 3. Hold the string of beads in your hands and take 3 slow, deep breaths. 4. Start with the pendant. Hold it and say, "I am complete in myself. I am enough. I have the power to shape and change my life." 5. This set of beads represents healing. At the medium bead, introducing this first set, say, "I am whole and healthy. I embrace wellness." 6. On each of the 9 smaller beads of this first set, say, "I welcome healing in all areas of my life." 7. The second set of beads represents self-confidence. At the medium bead introducing it, say, "I am enough. I hold within me all that I need to succeed." 8. On each of the 9 smaller beads of this second set, say, "I welcome growth and opportunity." 9. The third set of beads represents self-love. At the medium bead introducing it, say, "I am worthy of love, respect, and care. I deserve a good life." 10. On each of the 9 smaller beads of the third set, say, "I welcome love in all areas of my life." 11. You have gone all the way around the string of beads and are now back at the pendant. Repeat the affirmation that began the meditation. "I am complete in myself. I am enough. I have the power to shape and change my life. It is so." Making magical rose beads. Making beads from the roses you have been given for a special occasion is a lovely way to tie that appreciation and celebration into your ongoing magical self-care practice. This craft transforms the petals of roses into beads that you can use in your prayer or meditation beads. As you use them, the warmth of your hands releases the scent of the roses used to make the beads. It's a beautiful and magical experience. One full-sized rose can have around 30 petals, which will make 1 to 1.5 cups when dropped into a measuring cup lightly, not packed down. Half a dozen roses will yield roughly 8 cups. It may seem like a lot, but the petals will be reduced a lot, first by cooking and then drying. Depending on the size you make the beads, this will yield various numbers of beads. Remember that smaller beads will dry in less time. Note: the colors of the roses will darken and sometimes change as they cook. Don't be alarmed. What you need: petals of 6 roses, blender, distilled water, approximately 1/4 cup per 2 cups petals, large saucepan, avoid stainless steel, try to use glass or enamel, wooden spoon, rose essential oil, optional, 5 metal or plastic double-pointed knitting needles, U.S. size 1 or 2, square of styrofoam or floral foam. What to do? 1. Place 2 cups petals in the blender and add 1/4 cup water. Cover and blend. Alternate adding the petals and the water. As you add more petals, hold back on the water a bit. You want a doughy texture, and the more water you add now, the more you'll have to remove later. 2. Scrape out the blended pulp into the saucepan and heat it over medium heat, stirring with the wooden spoon. Do not let the mixture boil. Just heat it to thicken it further. 3. When the pulp is the consistency of clay, remove it from the heat and allow it to cool enough to be able to knead it. If your rose clay isn't scented as much as you'd like, add a few drops of rose oil and knead it in. 4. Twist off marble-sized pieces and roll them into balls. The beads will shrink to about half their original size as they dry, so plan accordingly. Gently press a ball onto a knitting needle so that the point comes out the other side. Then gently slide the bead down toward the end of the needle. Continue until you have used all the clay to make beads of your desired sizes. Allow a bit of space between the beads on the needles so that air can circulate between them properly. 5. Press one end of each needle into the styrofoam or floral foam so they stand up, to allow the air to circulate around all surfaces of the beads. 6. Spin the beads gently every day or so, or move them back and forth on the needle to make sure they don't dry to the surface of the needle itself. 7. Drying time will depend on how humid or damp your weather is, how much water is still in the clay, and how large the beads are. 8. When the beads are dry, slide them off the needles. Use them in whatever bead-based craft you like. Tips: these flower-based beads can be made with other flowers as well. Look up the magical associations of the various flowers you have and see what you can use for specific magical purposes. You can cook different flowers together to make a multi-flower clay, or cook them separately and then combine the beads on your wire as you string your new set of prayer beads. If you don't have a blender, a food processor will work. You can also grind the petals by hand in a stone mortar and pestle, but it will be time-consuming. Don't get these flower-based beads wet. They're not waterproof. Connecting to nature. Nature is all around us, and yet we often are oblivious to it. It's a shame because it can support your self-care in various ways. For one thing, nature is quiet. Not literally, but figuratively. Nature doesn't bombard you with arguments, videos, headlines, and deadlines. There is less stress in nature. Nature therapy provides an easy way to lower your stress levels. It can elevate your mood, give your mind a rest, and offers the chance for movement and exercise if you choose. Being in a natural environment allows your attention to be caught in a passive, involuntary way, as opposed to a directed, active application of attention and focus, as in work or reading. Involuntary attention uses less energy than directed attention, which is why you often return from time spent in the company of nature feeling less tired than you would have if you'd spent the same amount of time in a cinema. Both are enjoyable, but a film requires attention and focus to follow the story and to process all the elements of the narrative. Just being present in nature can reduce your stress levels. So where do you find nature? If you have a backyard, you can start there. Often urban sounds can intrude, so it's not ideal, but use it if you've got it. City parks are a civic resource open to everyone. If your city or town has an arboretum or a protected natural area open to the public, schedule a visit. Check to see if there are local farms that host work parties or visitor days. Community-supported agriculture programs, CSAs, sometimes offer produce in return for work on the farm, which can be a terrific experience. Look for state or provincial parks within easy commuting distance and schedule a day to explore. Or pack a picnic and your journal and just sit and enjoy the sights and sounds. For more ways to explore nature, check out the seasonal crafts in the creative self-care section later in this chapter. Green space meditation. This meditation offers you a moment to reconnect with the magical energies of nature, even in the middle of a city. One thing that often gets dropped in modern living is interacting with the natural world. Exercising is done in indoor gyms, and interaction with the natural world can be as limited as dashing from your front door to your car on the way to work. Taking the time to just be present and mindful in nature is a form of magical self-care that is often overlooked. You may not have access to a yard. You may feel awkward in a public green space. But take the time to try this activity. It may have benefits that outweigh the discomfort. What you need. Towel or blanket. What to do. 1. Spread out the towel or blanket in your chosen spot. If it's winter, you can forego the towel or blanket and use a bench, a step, or the edge of a fountain or park statue. 2. Sit or lie down. Close your eyes. 3. Center and ground. 4. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly, 3 times. Then say, aloud or silently, Mother Nature, I honor you. I open myself to you here and now. Bless me with your loving energy. 5. Become aware of what your sense of hearing is telling you. Listen. What do you hear? 6. Become aware of what your sense of smell is telling you. Breathe in. What do you smell? 7. Become aware of what your sense of touch is telling you. Feel. What sensations do you pick up on your skin beneath your body? 8. Become aware of what your sense of taste is telling you. Open your mouth. What do you taste on the air? 9. Become aware of what your sense of sight is telling you. Open your eyes. What do you see around you? 10. Stay there, relaxed, for as long as you like. Journal your experience, ideally there while it is fresh in your mind, or once you have returned home. 11. Before you leave, say, Mother Nature, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for being here with me during this meditation. May your love travel with me. Tips. Pack a book and or a snack to enjoy after you do your meditation. Why waste the trip and time in your green space? If your city has a botanical garden, try this meditation in different areas of it and journal the experiences. How are they different? Seasonal energies. Attuning to the changing energies of nature as the seasons shift is an ideal way to engage in spiritual self-care. This way you aren't fighting the energy of the world around you, wondering why you feel restless. We tend to think of seasons as having definite beginnings and ends, which isn't at all true. They blend from one into the other, and while on one hand, this is a lovely metaphor for change in life, it can also be a source of stress. When do you put the winter boots away? What do you do when there is still a foot of snow on the ground, but it's 50 degrees Fahrenheit outside? The key is to celebrate the blur, the lack of defined beginning and ending. Celebrate the shift instead. Focus on the transition itself. To flow with the transition, slowly shift over your decor and wardrobe with mindfulness. The energy of the year shifts as the seasons change. Noticing this and allowing yourself time to consciously adjust to those shifting energies can help reduce stress. Different seasonal energies can call for different methods of self-care. Self-care in winter. Think heavy blankets, cozy clothes, deep comforting smells, candles scented with spices and pine, eating richer and filling food, drinking hot or warm drinks. Watch snowfalls and have snowball fights or go ice skating. Your outdoor time may be minimal,